One of the most colorful characters in the history of the entire West is Buffalo Bill. Born William Frederick Cody, he was known to his intimates as Bill and to other countless millions as Buffalo Bill. As a child, he learned to ride and shoot, track animals, and find his way about in the wilderness, which was the state of Kansas. In 1847, when he was 11 years old, his father died, and the mother was left penniless with a farm, William Frederick, her baby, and a mortgage. The mother despaired, but the boy bravely took up the burden. He could get work in Fort Leavenworth, and he knew it. We find him in the offices of Russell, Majors, and Waddell, a firm who operated a line of freight wagons that went from St. Joseph, Missouri, to San Francisco.
Well, I'll tell you, young'un, there ain't much that a boy can do around here. It's plenty tough on a full-grown man what's got plenty of ginger in him.
I ain't aiming to contradict you none, Mr. Majors, but I ain't just the cub you think I am. Why, I've rid plenty of horses and roped steers and even taken pot shots at Indians.
Well, you're big for 11, but gosh, if you got sick, we'd have to have someone to wet nurse you. We can't spare no men for that.
I ain't never been sick, Mr. Majors. And besides, my ma needs the money. If you can't take me on as a regular, take me on as an extra.
You sure ain't letting me up easy, are you? Well, if you get out of your first trip alive with a sound hide and your scalp is sitting on top of your head, well, you might make a good freight man.
Thank you no end, Mr. Majors. If my ma was here, she'd thank you, too.
Yeah, if you don't come home safe and sound, your ma's just liable to come around here and bless me out, and it won't be with thank you. Now, young'un, what's your name again?
William Frederick Cody. My ma calls me Bill.
Now, Bill, here's a paper what you got to sign. Can you write your name?
Yes, sir. My pa, he taught me my letters and arithmetic.
That's good. I'll just fill your name in here and...
Can I read it afore I sign it, Mr. Majors?
You're a right smart young'un, that's what you are. Here, I'll read it over to you.
I'll read it over to you, Mr. Majors. Then you'll know I ain't hiding out none on knowing the letters. I, William F. Cody, do hereby solemnly swear before the great and living God that during my engagement with and while I am in the employ of Russell, Major, and Waddell, I will not, under any circumstances, use profane language, that I will not quarrel with any other employee of the firm, and that in every respect I will conduct myself honestly and be faithful to my duties, and shall direct all my acts so as to win the confidence of my employers, so help me God.
That's having to live up to a heap of orders, Bill.
I ain't afraid, sir.
Well, here's the pen.
William Frederick Cody.
This 11-year-old boy accepted a man's work without quibbling, and experience made him into one of the most daring and expert frontiersmen of his day. From freight to Pony Express rider is the next step in the life of Buffalo Bill. His job was to ride 70 miles every day, 35 miles to one post, then rest an hour and pick up the next mail back to his starting point. One day, while racing his pony at breakneck speed, he heard the pounding hoofs of two horsemen on his trail.
They're after me, sure enough. I'm coming like thunder. Get along, gal, or we're done. Come on, gal. We've just got to outrun them. You're a better horse, ain't you? Oh, God, she's plumb wore out, and them devils are gaining on me.
Here, Wampler. We got the drop on you. Pick him up there.
Well, I guess you got me beat this time. Here's my gun.
Who wants a gun? You won't get no chance to use it. Buckle them their mailbags.
Well, they're strapped down mighty tight. Expect you'd better dismount and get them off my horse's flanks here.
How much you carrying in gold?
Oh, dunno. Maybe 10,000. Besides currency and letters. A nice haul there.
Hi there. Look, Redskin.
Where?
Get up, Cal. Show him a clean pair of heels.
There they go, our horses. Quick, get a sight out of there. Hi, William. Look, he's leaning over his horse. just one foot in the stirrup.
He's done made a clean getaway. That's an old trick of his in riding that way, with one foot in the stirrup and his head a scraping the dust.
I'll be able to get him the next time.
There ain't no next time for slick customers like that.
The Western School of Experience taught Bill Cody to think, and think quick. And this all stood him in good stead when he enlisted in the Civil War under General Smith as a scout. Smith didn't know just what scouts were, according to Western standards, but he knew the value of a spy. He assigned Cody to the task of getting inside the enemy's lines and making rough sketches of their situation. 2 days before, as luck would have it, Cody captured a Confederate spy by the name of Golden. On him were papers and credentials. Here was a big chance. He gave General Smith all the information and then, donning the uniform of the spy, got inside of the Confederate lines and presented himself to General Forrest.
Most extraordinary. But we're most fortunate that you were able to get through with the papers. Your name again?
William Frederick Cody, sir.
You have the freedom of the camp until I give you an assignment.
Thank you, sir. I shall await your orders.
Were the Yankees arranging a court-martial for Golden?
I don't know as to that, sir. But spies ain't kept around Yankee camps very long.
You're right, Cody. You've done the cause a great service.
Thank you, sir.
That is all.
Good day, General Forrester.
Good day. Poor Golden. They shoot him, I lose my best spy.
I tell you, General Forrest, that's exactly how it happened. He's a spy and he's running loose in this camp.
Gordon, this is amazing. Not alone did he come into the camp in the uniform of a Confederate soldier, but with your papers.
Yes, my papers, after he showed them to General Smith. He could well afford to bring them to you.
He's still in camp. If we work quietly, his capture is certain.
Let me capture him, sir.
Well, if the situation looks threatening and you can't do it single-handed, call for help. He must not get away.
Good morning, Private Cody.
Oh, Sergeant Golden. You didn't stay long in General Smith's camp, did you?
Not with a court-martial arranged for the next morning. Come along with me to General Forrest.
It'll be a pleasure. I'm aiming to make a friend of the general and get an assignment out of headquarters here.
Cody, you're a spy.
Well, you ain't no militiaman yourself, Golden.
Come quietly or I'll rouse the camp and you'll be shot down like a dog.
Ain't aiming to get shot. Just now. I'm too young for one thing. And for another thing, General Smith's expecting me back.
One false move and I'll plug you.
Ain't making no false moves, but a couple of right ones. Drop your gun or you're a dead man. Right behind you's a Yankee friend of mine what's drawn a bead on you.
Oh, that's a lie. You're trying to bluff me out of this. I'll call for help.
Do that and you're a dead man. Now, I'm walking toward the corral. And I'll be on my horse in a jiffy. You're covered until I make my getaway.
You and your comrade will be tracked down like dogs.
Me, maybe, but not my partner. Your gun, Golden.
There it is.
Thank you. Here's my horse, and I'll be leaving you. My respectful regards to General Forrest. Now look behind you.
Oh, not a man in sight. Help! Spy in camp! Help! Spy! Call out the troops! Help! Fire!
His quick wit, as proved in the incident just related, served Cody in excellent stead in later years. It helped him to win the title of Buffalo Bill. It enabled him to become one of the greatest frontiersmen in American history. And it helped him, too, when he became a showman and took his Wild West show to Europe, where he demonstrated the real American West before breathless crowds. There was the day, for instance, when the Prince of Wales and the crowned heads of Greece, Bulgaria, and Romania accepted Buffalo Bill's offer to ride around the circus arena in a real stagecoach.
How's it feel down there, Your Highness? Little different from your own buggies here, ain't it?
Well, rather.
There you are, Your Highness. How'd you like riding in a real stagecoach?
My word, first rate. But I say, it's a bit uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable? And a bit unhandy, too, Your Highness. Especially if you have to keep batting engines off a singletree with a rifle.
Singletree? Rifle? I don't understand.
Well, it's likely Your Highness don't. You see, you're the Prince of Wales. And me, I'm just Buffalo Bill. Cowboy, engine fighter, soldier, and circus man.
That isn't all you are, Cody. You're a real American. And I suppose for every English lad who'd like to be Prince of Wales, there's a dozen American boys who would like to be Buffalo Bill.
Yes, down through the years, American boys and American men, too, for that matter, have read eagerly of the career of Buffalo Bill and have wished secretly that his life might have been theirs. For the life of William F. Cody was one of those which builded the western frontier of America. One of the glowing names in American history, the name of Buffalo Bill certainly deserves rank among the lives of the great.